Rashi points out that in the middle of Perek Vav, Yisrael Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paro. Yidav Hashem al Moshe leimor. Vav Perek Vav alach pasuk yud. Boi daver al Paro melch Mitzrayim vishalachis bnei Yisrael miyatzo. Then vayidaver Moshe bnei Hashem leimor hein bnei Yisrael leishom elai ve'ich shmeini Paro v'ani aral svasayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu pushes back and says, Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, so how will Paro listen to me? Rashi points out, the Gemara says, this is one of the few Kal V'Chaymers in Chumash. And then, Yisrael says, go anyways. Then we have a break, from Sheni to Shlishi. We have the Yuchsin of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And then it says again, V'yidav Hashem and Moshe Leimor, and the Hashem, the Bel El Parim Melech Mitzrayim, Eis Kol Asher Ani Doiver Elecha. Then once again, VeYemer Moshe Bnei Hashem, Heina Ni Arvals Vasoyim Veich Yishmaelai Parim. So Rashi says that this conversation between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Moshe, Moshe pushes back, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, go anyways. So that, according to Rashi, is the same discussion. It's the same conversation. According to Ramban, it's not the same conversation, but according to Rashi, it's the same. So Rashi says, why do we have to repeat? So Rashi says, because we had a break. We discussed the Yuchsin of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we can't just pick up with a new conversation. That's what people do. If they have a break, they say, let's go back and see what we're up to. So that was a siman for how we should start learning. We had a break. So then Rashi says, what you're supposed to do is, Nachzor l'Rishonos. Now, it doesn't come out the exact same way. The first time, so the Moshe Rabbeinu pushes back and says that the Klal Yisrael didn't listen. The second time, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Niyaros Vasayim. It's also a Musar Haskel, because when you look something, when you go over, you begin again, so it doesn't always come out the exact same way. You have to always be open to looking at things in a different way. So that's the siman for Yeshiva University, Parshas Vayera, coming back from everything is Romus Batera. Okay, a few technical things. As I'd like to see some of the Chazara that you'll be able to do over the break. Of particular importance if you're taking Gemara for credit. If you're taking this for credit, so you want to get your grades in. So anybody's taking taking this for credit, please tell Yoni today and give me something to work with. Doesn't matter how many, give me something to work with so I can put a grade in for you, okay? And then everything else you'll take care of as we go on. I'm sure everybody appreciates the value of Chazara right now. So I also appreciate the value of Chazara. So, good, any questions about going weiter. The plan, go ahead.
Tuesdays.
So we had a conversation about this. Tuesdays, again, Tuesdays, I'm open to anything on Tuesdays as long as it is, as long as it's fully attended. And Tuesday's not a break. So it could be sometimes to learn something a little bit different is ads. In other words, sometimes learning something a little bit different doesn't really take away from the Ritzifus because it adds a little bit. So I'm happy to learn something a little bit different on Tuesday, and but that's if everybody's here. And if it communicates Hesrashlus, that it's a day off, so then it's not Kedai. Then it's Kedai just to keep on going with the regular leaving. So the suggestion that I had earlier was to do some halacha l'maaseh of Seder Kiddushin, of Ishus. So for example, we could discuss, we haven't fully discussed halacha l'maaseh. What does a chassan and kala have in mind when they say, when he says have mekudeshesli? One possibility. We could discuss more about the Eidos, because we discussed the Rashbois, or There is another possibility that Yoni raised over the course of the break, and that is to learn the Suya Vichun. That's also Halacha Lamasa. It's a self-contained Suya in the fourth parak, and is very much Halacha Lamasa. Things come up all the time. So a person, that's very, very valuable. So, I'm open to either going straight and pretending it's not Tuesday. Or another suggestion, Yaakov, go ahead.
It would be possible maybe to do some Hilchos Shabbos, because a lot of guys that don't go through Smicha necessarily end up with very, very limited Hilchos Shabbos. Like significantly less than our sisters.
Neidu Pshat, when the Gemara says, in Megillah, everyone says, what's Pshat, and that women are not supposed to be get aliyahs because it's not covered at Tzibur. So everyone, what does it mean, that's not covered at Tzibur? So Yaakov says, it's not covered, that the women should know more Hilchos Shabbos than we should know. So they say, questions can it be done properly? You know, to do a self-contained sugya. If there is strong interest, so then we'll figure out the best way to do it. Okay. Okay. So again, so everybody should register their interest with Yoni. Okay. Even if you're not taking Gemara for credit. So. Okay, so it's two different things. You have to email to Yoni. You're taking Gemara for credit and giving him to work with, and the sooner the better. It can be today, the Gevaldik, tomorrow. And the idea of learning some, any of these suggestions. Good. Anything else we should discuss before for the Zman? Good. Okay. So Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. Hiskad Shili Lechetshi. These are several halachas of Rava, right from Vav Amud Beis and on. We think various halachas of Rava in Inyan Kiddushin. So the first halacha of Rava was Matona al Menos Lahachzir. And then Rava gave us the din of Orev, and then presumably Eved Kenayni. And then Rava was the one that said Shneyem. And then Rava said Vechelin Mavoina. So now we're going right there in Rava's Shiurim in Yoni Kiddusha. So Rava's next Shiur was about a Skach L'Cheshi, that the chosen says to the kalam that I want half of me to be married to you. Chazkan shili lechetzi. Instead of him saying Aret Mekudesh is li, he said li kama lechetzi, half of me. So halach is Mekudesh. So that works. Mekudesh. Rabbi doesn't say what the impact of the kiddushin are. Rava doesn't say whether she is mukudeshes lechetzio or mukudeshes lekulo, but something is chal. Chesich mukudeshes li, however, the reverse, if he wants the kedushin to only be chal partially on his wife, so then the kedushin are chal. Omale Abaye, so Abaye said to Rava, "My shno chesim mukudeshes li, deinim mukudeshes isham rachmono lechatzi isha, hachanam isham rachmono lechatzi ish." So Abaya, and we have to understand whether Abaya correctly understood Rava, or imposed something on Rava. Rava didn't explain where his halach was coming from. Rava didn't say that in darshan. He didn't say shendamar. He didn't say apasuk. He didn't darshan apasuk. Abaye says, "My shno chesich mekudeshes li deinim mekudeshes isha rachmono lechatzi isha." So with Abaye, a chaver of Rav, and he said, "I know what you're darshaning, and I have a kasha on your drasha. Or was the Abaye saying, if I was saying your halacha, this is what I would say. Logically, Kiddushin could be chal on a chatzisha. Akzeres hakosav, because the Baruch Hu said no. So Abaye says, Ochen Ami, Kiyikach Ish, Ish, Amrachmon, Vele Chatzi Ish. Omale, Sirava says to Abaye, Ochi Ashtam, so what's Rava saying to Abaye? Ochi Ashtam, you can't compare the two great cases. Hosam Itzelevei Trei Lechazia. A woman cannot marry two men. Ela Gavra Mi Lechazia Levei Trei. The Hachika Amala. The Eva Ina Laminsa Machrisa Nisimna. If you want to marry somebody else, then if I want to marry another woman, I am reserving that right. So again, when Rava responds to Abaye, is Rava explaining to Abaye why the two Jerushas are not comparable? Is Rava saying to Abaye, Abaye understood me well. This is based all on a drasha. But you can't ask a kasha from chatzi ish to chatzi isha. Oh, was Rava saying to Abaye, mechetesem, not dashim psukim. Hachi kamarla. This is what is being said. It's all a metaphor. It's not a halacha. It's all a metaphor. The husband reserves the right to marry another wife. The Ritva explains, why would a husband need to reserve that right? He has the right to marry another wife. So Ritva says he may do it just because he heads up. That's the first lashon of the Ritva. He says, Shetaydi, I want you to know, I have in mind you're the first of the harem, right? But you shouldn't think that you're the only wife. Heads up, right? That's one. Then he says, no, it could be two situations where halachically the wife could say, can't marry a second wife. One situation is where when he takes on the second wife, he cannot afford the second wife. It means that he will not be able to provide, but he will not be able to provide appropriately for two wives. Maybe he can't afford, literally, his parnasa cannot provide for two wives. Maybe it's that he's not home enough to provide owner for two wives. So then the wife can protest. So now he's putting into the system already that we call in properties, we call it a variance, right? I'm putting in a variance the deal over here, right? Or the Ritva says they live in a place and a time where there was an acceptance, there was a monogamy. So he says, I want you to know, I don't, I'm not holding by the local minhag. Akasha, whether the person can do that. Who is the Masada Kedushin going to be if he's breaking the local minhag, right? But maybe it could be that they get married in a monogamous place and they move to a place of polygamy. So then he's saying the deal is, so she can't claim the deal was monogamy. All right, whatever it is. The details of why a husband would have to say this, the Ritva says he could have a situation like that. Good? So Rava says to Abayim, Hachi ka amala, the ibeina le mitzvah achrisa nesivna. Omar le, that's the machlekes Rava and Abayim. Omar le marzutra b'rei derav mori le ravina. So this is a later conversation, a later beis hamedrash. Marzutra says to Ravina, v'nifshetu la kedusha b'chula. Right, in other words, what's left open in Rava's halacha? What doesn't he explain to us? He says kiddushin is chal in one case, and kiddushin in another case. What's left? Good. Good. We're not sure exactly, right? So I could, that would be an indication that it's svara, all right? Or he could say no. I buy a. understood what I was saying, and Ravina and Rashi, when they recorded the Gemara, they said, Abaye took care of the Makaris Rav. So that's still open, correct? What else? When he says, Eskachini Lechetzi, so according to Rava, he's reserving the right to have another wife, correct?
Isn't that
a buy-in for being wrong? No, no. That's Rava. Rava responds. Osam itzel bein trei lechazia. Hochi komar ibe ina leminsa vachrisin isim. Right now, so why? But when he says hare hachetzich mukudeshesli, so Rava says. So there, how does Rama finish off the sentence? When he says, Hiskatshili lechetzi, that is entirely appropriate. Again, we're not sure exactly what Rava is saying. We're not sure he's saying it's entirely appropriate because all he is doing is reserving the right to have another wife and Kiddushin could be chal between in a polygamous way. But, when he says Chesir Mekudeshes Li, Rava does not spell this out. Hachi Ka'amar Ibeina Leminsa V'Achrisa Nesivna. Rava says you can't compare the two. Why? Because Gavra Mi Lechazi LeBeitrei. Sorry, because he says it's a LeBeitrei Lechazi. Can't have. He cannot. Two men cannot share a wife. He doesn't finish off. But he doesn't have to. Because he doesn't finish off and say, and since, no mayor.
He says, since, like, he doesn't say why they can't marry this one person. He says that why you can't marry another person, but why can't he marry this one person? When he says, Chatzi Echol, why can't he marry that one woman?
In other words, he's saying, the fact is, right, the fact is that if I try to reserve the right for my new wife, that she can marry another husband. Right? So I try to reserve that right for her. So Rava says, Kiddushin and Archal. Correct? So Rava doesn't fully explain why he says it's true that is a condition that cannot be fulfilled. The Torah will not recognize that. So what happens when the Torah doesn't recognize that? So Rava says what happens is Kiddushin is not chal at all. Right? He doesn't connect those two dots. He doesn't know Kiddushin are not chal because I tried to make, because we tried to agree on a Kiddushin that the Torah doesn't recognize. Right? That's probably what we would assume. Right? So Marzutra says, well, there is another alternative. And that is that the Torah allows the Kiddushin to be Chal and makes it into a Kiddushin which the Torah recognizes. I try to create a Kiddushin which the Torah doesn't accept. What happens? Do we say that therefore it implodes? Nothing happens? Or do we say that the Torah says you want to get married? Get married on my conditions. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sets the conditions. Right? Again. Omar Rav, Skachili Lechetzi Mekudeshes. To Rav will explain. Abaye says Mekudeshes because Ish. Skachili Lechetzi Mekudeshes. Abaye raises the question why we don't have a drush against it. Rav says, and they were not sure if Rav dismisses Abaye's Mekoyres. Or if he accepts Abaye's Makaris, but he explains as Kach Lechetzi Zachi Ka'amar, I want to reserve the right to have another wife. Good. Chetzich Mekudeshes Li, Eina Mekudeshes. Now, Abaye is a Pasuk. Isha Melechatz Isha. Rava explains that is, either Rava explains, we're not sure yet, either an entirely reasonable Gezeres HaKosov, because a woman cannot be married to two men, or Rava dismisses the Xeris HaKosov and says, well, what's happening is that he wants to construct something that the Torah does not approve of. So what happens when you want to construct a Torah halacha that the Torah doesn't approve of? Does it implode? That's what Rava says. Any Mekudeshes. Why didn't we say why didn't Rava say it implodes and it's not Mekudeshes? Why didn't Rava say a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes control and makes it into a Kedusha, which is Chal? I want to make the leg of the animal. I can't make a leg of the animal to an oila. So one of two things can happen. You could say, I wanted to create a hektish which cannot exist. So hektish implodes no hektish. Or, could be Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Gavaldi, you want to make hektish? You'll make hektish on my terms. So that's when we finish off by saying, So there are two situations, either where we will allow the Hekdesh to be Chal in some way, or where it takes over and the Hekdesh is Chal the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu determined it should be Chal. So mi domi hosam behem ba'ocho das acheres. Gemara says, how can you compare the two? Here, there's another party. And so what does that mean? There's another party, presumably? What does that mean, another party? In other words, we would accept the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking over and establishing his rules. However, he can take over my das, but there's another party. The what?
That could complicate it. Meaning, it's not comparable to the case of an animal where I own it fully, because there's someone else who could stop.
But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take over my das, and amplify it and make it into something which I didn't say, so the wife accepts, so Kadosh Baruch Hu can magnify her das. No? Hadas acheres. Holeidam, yes, the Gemara says, no. So I'll give an example of something that's more similar to two deus. The Omer of Yechanan, Vehima Shashne Shutve, Nikdish Chetza, the Chazar Belokcha, Vigdisha, Kedusha ve'eino kereva. The hektish is chal, but it cannot be brought as a korban. Ve'oise tumura uturasa ki yaitziba. Shema mina tlos v'alechayim nidochim. Shema mina dichim v'yikru havi dichoy. U'shema mina yesh dichoy v'damim. Right? We learn three halachas. Three halachas in hektish. Three halachas in hektish are that once hektish has been resisted, balechai midachim, there's a three halachas in hektish not being chal, and hektish being disapproved. Once you've gotten a disapproval of hektish, it cannot be recovered. Hektish has to be chal mei ikra. So in this case, v'heimos v'shnei shutzin, hektish chetzia. So that chetzia was not chal. We don't say, here I have a das acheres, a das amakeves. So only one party wants to be maktish. The other party wasn't around. Right? The other party wasn't consulted. So shnei shut v'hiktish chetzia. V'chazar v'locha. So apparently, Hikdash Chetzia is not going to be Chal, apparently. We don't say he was Makdash half of the Behema, Memeli is Makdash whole Behema. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you tried to create half Hikdash, not chal in this case. Apparently, it must be because of the das acheres. And now chozar belochos. So the rest of the sugi is not really not so important for us for kiddushin. Chozar belocha. Even in a case where he became the full-fledged baal, v'gdisha, so the halacha is the hektish, there is some hektish there, but hektish that cannot be brought to the mizbeach. The hektish to which he wanted to be makdish is not chal. Some hektish is chal, because he has bailus over the monetary investment, but the kedushas haguf that he wanted to impose, that's not chal. Why is it not chal? He's now the baal boss with our animal. So the Gemara says that's the halacha of dichui, because the first hektish wasn't chal, and that cannot be recovered now. Balechaim nidochim. This animal was determined. Once hektish said, "You're not. You can't be a behemoth. You can't be a korban. It can never regain hektish." Shma mina dichui meik rabbi dichui. And even if the dichui happened in its initial, when the hektish was chal, as opposed to being makdish an animal and then something happens to it, it becomes possible. Ushma mina yesh dichui bedomim, that the dichui can happen even when the hektish can only be chal on the value of the animal, not the animal itself. All right? So those three halachas we'll look at separately, because they're really hektish halachas. But the first din, behemosh shnei shutvin, hektish chetzia v'chosa, so the kiddushin is not chal. That's mekeves. So that now is takes away Ravina's kasha, Marzutra's kasha. Marzutra thought he had a gevaldig kasha, but nisha to lo kiddushin v'kulam. So Ravina says, you didn't learn kodshim enough. Right? That did a good kasha, because Dorish and Shemot Luyiba, not a good kasha. So Tzorach Ian, you have to understand, was this a Gevaldige kasha? To learn a din Vektish to Kiddushin? And it really required a Gevaldige teretz? Or, and then we have to understand, why are we comparing Kiddushin to Kodshim? Or it was an interesting kasha, and Ravina was able to resist Razutra's kasha on his own terms. And if Ravina would have been able, and in the event that Ravina could not have resisted Marzutra's kasha and resolved it on his own terms, maybe he would have said, "Hachi Ashta, how can you compare the two?" Tarachi, now we're going to finish with the sugya. All right, but the kasha, which the kasha with the essential kasha marzutra, is a kasha we have to answer. There are two ways when someone tries to do something keneged adin, to be meichal something keneged adin. So is it chal kedin, or is it not chal at all? That we have to figure out. Good. So I didn't have a few questions. Go ahead, Binyamin.
Is Rebbe offering a new explanation as to what the difference between Ishnish is, or is he explaining why we will make the Diyak?
Correct, difference? That's what I want to figure out. Correct, that's an ambiguity, you have to figure that out.
Because the Marzutra seems to be understanding it he seems to be understanding Rebbe's the former. He's not explaining Isha below why we could make the Diyak Isha below Paz Isha, because if Rebbe is explaining why we make the Diyak of Isha below Paz Isha,
right,
there's no Kalos Kedushin at all. If so, like, why does Marzutra, if there's no Kalos Kedushin, what's Marzutra's question that we should spread out the whole Kedushin?
So I would argue for Karet, right? I would argue that if Rebbe is saying we are interpreting the Das of the husband, so I would have a harder time explaining why we should be able to take something which you did not intend to do and bend it into something which you did not intend to do and make it a chal anyways. On the other hand, if Rav is darshaning a pasuk, chatzi isha lo chatzi isha, so I learned from the pasuk that chatzi isha can't be chal. That I learned. A person can't say can't try to create a half of a bigamous relationship, half of a polyandrous relationship. Now, what happens if a person does try to do that? So does that mean that the Kiddushin are not chal at all? Or, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're married and polyandry is awesome. So that's still open. I would say it's more open if you're darshing a posse.
It's more open.
But the truth is that it doesn't matter if it's more or less open, but I think but the answer to your question is that the Marzutra's question, I think, is a valid question even if we're darshing a posse. Because the posse, you see that you cannot create a kiddushin lechatzi isha. Is that the right way to say it? Lechatzi yabal. Lechatzi isha. Right. No, you can't do it. Now what happens if you try to do it?
But even so, you can still also say that the fact that if Rabbah didn't understand that the kiddushin wasn't chal, he would have, why didn't you just give that answer to Marzutra's question? Why do you have to get into Das HaFaretz? Just say, like, you know, you want to say the kiddushin, if you want to try to apply Pashta, you're assuming that the kiddushin was chal. But I'll tell you the kiddushin isn't chal. He doesn't say that. Instead, he says that he gives a sense, he differentiates between a Das HaFaretz and a non-Das HaFaretz.
Right.
Isn't that mashma that Rabbah doesn't understand that the kiddushin is chal? Otherwise, he would have just had a simpler answer to Marzutra's question, just blown it out of the water.
The Rav says the kedusha is not chal, right? So we know the kedusha is not chal, right? That's the Max kasha. The Max kasha is that the kasha is a bad kasha because in Rav's case, in the case of Hektish, the kedusha is chal, and we want to know if it chal and expands. Over here, the kedusha is not chal to begin with. That's the Magnus Kasha of why the Kasha is not a good Kasha. But what you're saying is we know the Kedusha is not Chal. The question is, why aren't we able to say this kind of Kedusha is not Chal, and therefore, Kedush Baruch Hu determined you can't have a Kedusha in the Chetze, but make it do full Kedusha. That's what Marzutra's Kasha. I recognize what you're saying. Yeah. Go ahead, Ellie.
Yeah, I was wondering if it doesn't work, like, because it's denying the identity of Kiddushin. When a man says to a woman, you're only half married to me,
mm-hmm.
and he's leaving room for another man in the relationship. So didn't we explain that Kiddushin in Santos is a way of ushering the entire world except for him?
Right.
So once you open the door for somebody else, you're undoing the whole role of Kiddushin in the world.
Right.
So how could it work at all to begin with?
So that might be the upshot of the sugya, but it's conceivable to say that because that goes against a fundamental idea in Kiddushin, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu will insist on Kiddushin Michal in a way that is in a way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. They want to get married. Right? You have to remember, Kiddushin is, again, you have to remember the Kiddushin is the Hachana for Chai Yishus. Because Baruch Hu said, if you want Chai Yishus, have Kiddushin first. Right? Now a person says, I want to do this preparatory step and prepare for this Chai Yishus in a way that's contrary to Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of understanding Chai Yishus. So our Gemara is saying, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. So it says nothing happened. It goes keneged an essential part of Isha, so nothing happened. It's conceivable, because Baruch Hu would say, you want to have Chayishus with this woman. So your hachana was an inappropriate hachana, so I will make it into a... But I know what you want. you want to marry this woman. So I'll make sure that your hachana will conform. Conceivable.
No? One could also say that the Havamina Zachatzeich works on a Deraisa level. Because it's only Lishma Derabanan that Dasala Kuleyama can.
That would be incorrect. Because the Hori making is a good Hora. But what you're saying is incorrect. This is all a Deraisa Dikadin. No one's talking about Durban Zov. Your question is a good question that we, you're two steps ahead. That if we're going to go discuss Ami Kudesh Asli, which is a Durban Dikalosh, how would that impact in the rest of the That's a good horror, based on Taisus. That's a little bit ahead of what we're saying right now. Mayor?
According to Rashi, when it says Ish Amar Rahmana, it says Ish Amar Rahmana, they seemingly, like, number one, why does Rashi have to tell us that the pasuk is Ki Gaf Ish Isha? And then afterwards it says, right after Ish Amar Rahmana, it says Ki Gaf Ish. Like, seemingly, like, what do we know that we're referring to those psukim?
You spend the break in Chavez Chaim, but. We'll come to the minute, okay? That's a strong deal. We'll come to the moment. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kluger.
Maybe I missed this, but what is Marzutra adding or asking on? Rabbis just think that the guy is saying people show us that are just a euphemism to say that the woman can marry two guys and the man can marry two girls. What is Marzutra adding or asking on?
Marzutra, we did say in a moment ago, in response to Binyamin's kasha, that it could be that Marzutra's question may make more sense if Rava's holds by Abaya's Gezeres HaKosta.
Right. Other side.
But even if you hold the other side, I think it's conceivable to say that I had a das to create a kiddushin shaloi kiddin. It's like a mas namasha kosev Torah. So tonight is on chal, but the etzem din is chal. I had in mind to lend you money in such a way that we will not abide to shemitah. So do we say is kila didn't lend you? No, I lend you money, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu says no valid condition. Well, you're awesome. I had in mind to marry this woman and allow her to marry another husband, because Baruch Hu says you're married and not a condition. You can see either way. It can work. But Effie, what a question over here. Okay.
I don't think
we're good? Yeah. Go ahead, Beryl.
Can we repeat the first question? Yeah.
First question is, we're doing just pshat, did Rava, when Abaya asked Rava's kasha, do we understand that Abaya correctly understood Rava, and Rava is darshaning Gzeiras HaKosev, and Rava explains why he made his Gzeiras HaKosev, right? Or is Rava dismissing Abaya's Gzeiras HaKosev and saying you gave the wrong shear? You gave your shear. I'm not darshing psukim. I'm talking about svaris and tenorim. What will be the test case? How could you test whether Rava is accepting, whether Rava is darshaning ish v'lo ish? Was that?
If the man specified that I'm mamish marrying half of you, and I'm not trying to offer you the alternative to marry another man.
Now, here would be what I'm saying. There are two test cases. One test case would be where the chassan does not leave anything to be understood, interpreted. He says, I would like to marry you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right? Weekends, he can marry somebody else. So in that case, what would the din be? Would it be... Right? If a person says, if a husband says that I want to give you the right to I want to reserve the right, all right, then that's the same thing. But what happens if the husband, Taka, says that, is explicit? I said it incorrectly. If the husband says to his wife, I want to marry you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that kiddushin be chalana. If you say I want to marry half of you, so we interpret that to mean I want to marry you on I'm going to reserve the right to have another wife. I want to be married to you 24/7, and I may want to marry another woman 24/7. That's okay. But what happens if he says, I want to marry half of you? What's the din? So if, what's Bini saying? If the din, if Rav is darshing the pasuk that Isha velo chatzi Isha, right, so that in this case, he says, but if he wants to marry chatzi Isha, it's not mekudeshes. On the other hand, if Rav is saying, I'm not darshing psukim, right? I'm interpreting what he's saying. Again, if Rav is darshing psukim, Isha, that, and he doesn't darshan Ish v'lo chatzi Ish. So then, this situation may be permissible. If, on the other hand, Rava is just interpreting what he's saying in a permissible way, so, but when he doesn't allow that to happen, because he says otherwise, so then Kedushin wouldn't be Chal. All right? What would be another test case? Go ahead.
Maybe if like Rava holds, the reason why Chetzi Isha isn't the Kedesh is because there's something wrong with the Kenyan. Like, it's later on we see like the case of Shire Kenyano, that like there's the Kenyan is missing. So if he holds that it's a Xer Sakasav, then it's not that there's something wrong with the Kenyan, there's something wrong with that form of Kedushin. But if he doesn't hold the Xer Sakasav, then it's the Kenyan that's wrong, and that's why the Kedushin would work. There's something wrong. That's
Shirbikinyanoi.
Yeah.
But Shirbikinyanoi, comes from Xeris Akasav. Right? And the problem with Shirbikinyanoi, Lachaira, is a problem with Xeris Akasav, Lachaira. Will be another test case. Go ahead.
In reference to what he was saying, how do we know Shirbikinyanoi is Xeris Akasav? Isn't that the
Rashi
brings it down? And
right.
The Rashi makes it sound like a
svara.
He doesn't quote the
puzzle
once when he's saying it.
So maybe I shouldn't have said the answer, but it should have said, but it's not a question of a tenai in how the kiddushin is chal. Right? It affects the etzim kinyan. But again, the question is that will that help us test whether Rav accepts the Xeris HaKasav or not?
What if we know that the din is a suffix? Do we know it doesn't work? Like, regardless of just looking at the Alma?
Why is everybody saying
that because it's Xeris HaKasav or whatever, that we don't know?
Right.
We know it doesn't work, so regardless of whether we understand Rav, it doesn't matter, because either Saad is going to have to hold it doesn't work. But if we don't know the din, if the din's up in the air, then they're saying that if you say that it's, so the
Kedushin
is not Chal.
Right, so, but it won't help us test, because if we don't, because either way we'll either say it's a suffix or it doesn't work.
Wouldn't Isha v'lo chatzi Isha actually make you like more bakel? Because if you're some sure, if it's
not sure,
then you're not going to,
I'm
like,
not sure.
Half
okay.
The woman,
I'm not sure.
The whole woman is for certain days.
I have to think about it.
But then it's not, you're not marrying.
No, but that, is there
L'chaira?
Do we have to darshan ish v'lochatzish? At the end of the sugya,
Tosfot doesn't think so.
Was that?
I mean, looking at Tosfot here, he
right.
uses Rashi to say that only because.
Well, we'll take one second. What's in if a Rishon will say, I have to still darshan ish v'lochatzish, so then it's clear that he holds the what? Right. And if there is no need to darshan ish v'lochatzi ish, that means that Rava. No, so then we see there's a machlokes we've shown him. Whether there is a requirement to darshan ish v'lochatzi ish. L'chor, that's the machlokes, no? So again, let's look at the first question that the Beryl asked. What was the first question? The first question is pshat, again, just pshat and sugya. It's unusual in that Abaya raises a question assuming he knows what Rava said, and Rava responded without addressing Abaya's language, so to speak. So that's why in this particular suya, the question is a very important question of pshat. Abaye, the questioner introduces something, and Rava seems to sidestep it. So did Rava accept it? In other words, are we saying it's a machlokes and how to darsh an isha velo isha, isha velo chatzi isha? Or did Rava sidestep Abaye because he said, Abaye, but I'm talking differently. Now, how could we test that? Well, do we darsh an isha velo chatzi isha? Do we have to find a place for isha velo chatzi isha? Now, what was the next question? The next question was, when, part of the first question is, that if, is Rava explaining why he darshan isha v'chatzi isha, or is Rava explaining to us, the din of iskat shili l'chetzi, why it's mekudeshes? Because we are simply interpreting what he's saying. That's linked with the first kasha. That's the corollary of the first kasha. Next is when Marzutra says v'nifshetelo kedusha b'kulam. Right, so Marzutra seems to be asking, why should we not say that the kedushin, which you said is not chal, because kiddushin cannot be chal lechetzia, why shouldn't we say it is chal and is mispashet? That's Marzutra's kasha. So what we don't know is when Ravina dismisses Marzutra's kasha. We're asking a similar kind of question. Is Ravina saying to Marzutra, Gevaldige Kasha? Gevaldige Kasha. We have to compare Kiddushin to Hekdush. But you got the wrong dimmi. You got the wrong test case. I'll give you the right test case. Good? So that means that the assumptions of Marzutra are sustained. That there is what to be learned from comparing Hekdesh to Kiddushin. Or is Ravina dismissing Marzutra by saying, nice kasha, that I can't, it's like a cute kasha, I'll give you a better tzushtel. But Ravina, in essence, questioned whether the comparison was a good one to begin with altogether. Right? Now, just to come back to what Meir was saying before. When Rashi says, Ish amar achmona ki ikach ish isha. Ish amar achmona ki ikach ish. So Meir's ha'ora was, why does Rashi have to repeat? Ish amar achmona ki ikach ish isha. So what's Rashi adding? Ish amar achmona ki ikach ish.
Sorry to go back to this, but my nafkamina, my nafkamina for the last one, like whether Ravina dismisses it or acknowledges the validity of it, like what's the practical, like practically?
Practically, it'll have a huge ramifications. If you can learn halachas of hekdesh to kiddushin, as halachas, for example, they'll have an impact in yad the kiddushin. Right, the yadin is Allah and Afla. All right. So Rashi says, "Itzel beit rei li nosilem e efsher hilchok hai loy kodesh elo palgia v'chetzion nishar la'acher im kein einem bekudeshes lozeh." Linose lehem yevsha. To marry two men, impossible. Hilchach hailoi kodesh ela palga. Vechetzi initially acher. So he only had in mind to marry one. Imkein enim kodeshus lezeh. But what he wanted to do cannot be done. Right? So it sounds like from Rashi that Rav is accepting the Xeris HaKosev and not accepting the Xeris HaKosev. It's a Lebei Treli Nosei. No? When?
Something of Svara,
right? It sounds like that this is what his das was. His das was to do something the Torah says he can't do. Imkein eni mekudeshes lazeh. To marry the woman entirely doesn't want. He doesn't have das for the whole woman. Das for half a woman is not shayach. Nifshita kedusha bekula ki amar chetzim mekudeshes li. Don mekudeshes b'loshin hektesha kamar lam. So why don't we say that just like in Hektish, I have in mind to be Maktish, part of the animal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we will impose Hilchas Hektish. So the same thing can happen over here. Gemara says, Hosav Emehi v'shalohi v'ein me'akev al yodoi milis kadesh l'fichach yesh koyach b'mamoroi livshoy v'hocha das acheres Yesh chashuva kimoisei hameakeves bedover sheim eino isha rotza einam kiddushin vizulei nesratze lechetzia leficach ein diburei tofis ba. Again, sounds like there's a kosev or a svar. So what kind of an answer is this? That she's meakeves. He says he only wants to marry half of her. So we say, tough, you're marrying the whole woman. So Gemara says, but she only wants to be married l'chetzia. So why don't we say tough on her? She wants to marry. So I mean, why is it okay to say for the husband, tough, kiddush rachal, and not to the wife? Notice the teretz. No, what did you say?
You can't do the palakartha, so she doesn't want it. You can't make her do it.
But he can't. He also can't. There's less room to force the husband to marry than the first wife to be married.
I'm saying the wife could refuse the kiddush.
Husband doesn't. Husband also can refuse kiddushin. He can't.
He's not marrying.
Yeah, he's not marrying her.
He says he doesn't.
He can stipulate what he wants, and that's not against his will. He's making it.
Right, but for Karet, I would say if I can force the husband to do something which he explicitly didn't say, then I should certainly be able to force the wife to mekabel more than he says she should mekabel.
But this again plays in like the question we had, like, is it just we're interpreting his words to mean something, or you meant the Demikasher entirely?
So you could say the same thing about her Kabbalah. Did she intend to do exactly what he said, or did she intend otherwise? No. For a character, there's more room to interpret the silence than interpret the Dibur. No, Yaakov?
I don't know if we're going to the Rashba yet, but the Rashba deals with that. The Rashba says if she would theoretically be willing to accept the entire kedushin, then it's her being a kefir atzma, and then that's the reason that it doesn't work.
So, in other words, is that what Rashi's saying? Is that what Rashi's saying, that he is mishar b'kinyan, and she is not mishar b'kinyan?
What do you mean? When a man says discussion with a fetzi, isn't there also within the Rashba, we don't, there is no, we say there is no other way to
right.
We're not going to interpret the word as being Mushar B'Kinyano. By a woman, where there is a different way to interpret it, and then that's where this whole question comes up. Right? By a man, the question doesn't come up to begin with, because we assume that what he's saying is just that you're married, to have, that I'm reserving the right to marry another woman, which he's
right
to do. by a woman, he could be trying to do Majorah B'Kinyanah, which doesn't work. And over there we have a question. So over there we have a question. Why don't we say the Kedushin is Chal and we extend it?
But is that what Rashi says?
I'm saying, in regards to the reason why this would apply to a woman and not a man, by a man, like, we don't even need to apply it.
V'zu loy nisratz el lechetzia. Lefichach ein diburei tofis ba. Zu loy nisratz el lechetzia.
Then you'd say, like, in Afinami, if there was a problem with saying Eskaji Li Lechetzi, then we would apply the same story, that there's a Das Paris and it's Ma'akiv, but there is no problem with Eskaji Lechetzi, so it's irrelevant.
But there is a problem.
Especially Lechetzi, we assume that what he's just saying is
not for
Karen.
For Karen, we're saying that we cannot say that she's Kula Mikudeshes, even though that would be halachically tenable, because Leidus Ratz and Lechetzia. Go ahead, Effie.
It sounds like at this point, like when we're kind of working within the world of Hekdesh, in general, we're super machmir about in terms of that it doesn't necessarily always matter exactly what the Baal has in mind. If you do something within Hekdesh, we're always very machmir about. But because there's another player involved, behind the woman, we're not going to impose that chumra on her. It only applies in situations where there's one baal of the davar, and there we'll allow that chumra to have hispashus. But now, when there's another person involved,
I think what you're saying is accurate. What Rashi's saying is that the husband who uses the lashon of kiddushin, so the hamikudesh is the lashon hekdesh kamala. So we can follow the rules of Hekdesh for the husband. But the wife didn't say anything. Look at the language of Rashi. Lefichach yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi levshoit. V'hocha das acheris yesh chashuva kemoise. Ha'me'akeves b'dover. Because she isn't using the language of Hekdesh. She's just signing on saying I'm a kabbal, I'm a kabbal. So if the husband who used the Lashon Ramakudeshas, perhaps the Gemara says, Mazuda says, maybe we should follow the rules of Hekdesh and maybe call on anything. But she, Zulay Nisrat Selechetzia, she didn't use the language of Hekdesh. So therefore, how can we impose Hilchas Hekdesh on the Kala? And the Gemara says that this we have a similar rule by Shnei Shutrin. The second Shutif didn't say anything. So we can't impose, not only can't we impose, but we can't even be marachim. That's again a separate din. L'charet Rashi is saying. So the Rashi seems to be saying that the comparison to Hekdesh is sustained. That's a kasha. Why is it sustained? Kedushin Hekdesh. That's after the open issues of the sugya. Mid Hashem tomorrow will. Much of what we did today was chazara, but it's good to refresh our minds. All right. Meir's question is a good kasha. We have to work on it. Ish amra achmona kikach ish. Good kasha.